Why go to the Latin Mass? Why not just go to the regular Mass? This is what I hear a lot from friends and family, both Catholic and Protestant. People who can't understand why I would choose to go to a, quote, church service in a language other than my native tongue. And I know I'm not the best person to address this. There are plenty better than me, so I'm just going to give you my perspective. Now, before we get into this, I want to address something. Because invariably, somebody is going to say in the comments that the Novus Ordo can be done ad orientem with bells, communion on the tongue, without Eucharistic ministers or altar girls, and in Latin. And while this is technically true, practically it isn't, at least not in America to any degree that such a response should be taken seriously. So when I say the Latin Mass, I mean the Mass according to the 1962 Missal or earlier, and according to Quo Primum. Because this unicorn, ultra-reverent, Novus Ordo Mass with no liturgical abuses done in Latin does not exist to any degree that it deserves to be included in the phrase, the Latin Mass. And it's quite frankly silly that people keep bringing it up. The fact of the matter is, Sacrosanctum Concilium does not call for the Mass to be in Latin, as many people think. It does, but then it gives permission for it not to be. Here is what the document says on the matter. Particular law remaining in force, the use of the Latin language is to be preserved in the Latin rites. But since this use of the mother tongue, whether in the Mass, the administration of the sacraments, or other parts of the liturgy, frequently may be of great advantage to the people, the limits of its employ may be extended. These norms being observed, it is for the competent terrestrial ecclesiastical authorities mentioned in Article 22.2 to decide whether and to what extent the vernacular language is to be used. Their decrees are to be approved, that is, confirmed by the Apostolic See. And whenever it is to be called for, this authority is to consult with bishops of the neighboring regions which have the same language. Translations from the Latin text into the mother tongue intended for the use in the liturgy must be approved by the competent terrestrial ecclesiastical authority mentioned above. The text says that the amount of the vernacular or mother tongue to be used is to be determined by the authorities mentioned in Article 22.2. So who is that? 22.2. In virtue of power conceded by the law, the regulation of the liturgy within certain defined limits belongs also to various kinds of competent terrestrial bodies of bishops legitimately established. In other words, the local bishops. This idea that the Novus Ordo is not the Mass of Sacrosanctum Concilium is a farce. Sacrosanctum Concilium literally allows for anything, so much so that any Mass that comes out of it will be a hot mess and will not be in Latin, at least not universally. The bishops, and let's face it, that's who really have the authority on this, will always allow for the common language as long as this is the working document. So we need to stop with this fantasy of fixing the Novus Ordo. It's not going to happen. And I'm talking about myself on this as well. I used to think it could be fixed too. I would also like to point out that there are problems with the Novus Ordo outside of the language. So it's not just the bells, smoke, ad orientem, communion on the tongue, even the use of the Latin language that makes the Latin Mass superior to the Novus Ordo. I'm not going to go into all of that here. If you want a breakdown of the Latin Mass versus the Novus Ordo, watch the Mass of the Ages. People simply can't understand why someone would choose to attend a church service they can't understand. And that's because people look for what they get out of the service. It's all about them. I like the music here, but not here. I like the sermons here more than over there. The people are friendlier here, but Sunday schools are better over there. They have a decision to make based on their personal preferences. And we even hear this from fellow Catholics who criticize traditionalists. They assume that we choose the Latin Mass based on personal preference, and we are being disobedient because of what we like. But it's not a matter of personal preference. I remember when I went to my first Latin Mass, I didn't understand what was going on, but I knew it was better than what I was accustomed to. I remember thinking, why would they get rid of this? I could tell that the Novus Ordo was not simply the old Latin Mass translated into, in my case, English, as I had thought, and I wondered why they didn't do that, so as to retain its beauty. So I tried the Anglican Ordinariate, thinking that's what I would get, the old Latin Mass in English. And I really wanted to like it and become part of that group. The priest was great, the people were great, and I have nothing against those who attend it, But for me, something was missing. The Latin was calling me. And I think now I know why. Entertainment is not what the Catholic Mass is about. It's not about us. The Catholic Mass is us giving to God, the priest offering the sacrifice of Christ on the cross, which happened once in time and is made present to us in the form of bread and wine, to the Father, as well as us offering our own personal sacrifices and intentions. You know, I've often heard Protestants say, if you have a problem or a concern, to take it to the cross, or lay it at the foot of the cross. How would you even do that as a Protestant? Imagine yourself standing at the cross and laying your concerns at Jesus' feet? Since Christ on the cross is made present in reality at the Catholic Mass, which is why there's a crucifix to show us in the temporal realm what's really happening behind the veil, we can actually do that. It's called Mass intentions. During Mass, you offer your intentions, and then your guardian angel takes it up to the altar. In other words, he lays it at the foot of the cross. But because of poor catechesis and the Novus Ordo adopting a Protestant feel and obscuring the sacrificial nature of the Mass, Catholics don't know this and have adopted a Protestant mentality, which is no doubt why many Catholics have left the Catholic Church for more flashy evangelical Protestant churches. They think it's about them and what they like. But there is no comparison of the Latin Mass with a Protestant service. It's clear that something else more profound is going on, something that transcends personal preference. It's clear that what's happening is not for our entertainment, though it is for our benefit. But why Latin? Can't we just fix the Novus Ordo, making it a true translation as is from the 1962 Missal, retaining its character but allowing the faithful to understand what's going on? How can they engage if they don't understand the language? While this would certainly be an improvement from the current Novus Ordo, there are very good reasons for it to be in Latin and not the common language. First, let me point out that most of us can read, and there are missals that present the Latin with the translation into the common language right next to it so people can follow along. And yes, it's difficult at first, but after a while, you actually start picking up the Latin and understanding what's going on. But rather than trying to find an alternative, people need to ask why. Why Latin and not the common language? And I don't mean why now, why always. The Mass has been in Latin exclusively in the West since at least the 5th century. The Church, until after Vatican II, never felt it necessary to have the Mass in the common language for the sake of it being in the common language. We are told that the earliest liturgies were in Greek. Well, Greek was not the common language everywhere, though it was universal. And as Latin became universal throughout the West, the Church adopted it. Though Latin may have been used for the liturgy in the Church in Rome as early as the 1st century, going back to St. Peter himself. It makes sense for everything to be in one language because words matter, especially when it comes to the validity of sacraments. For a sacrament to be valid, it takes proper matter, form, and intent. The form usually means the words that are spoken, or at least includes it. In other words, speak the wrong words and you have no sacrament. If everything is in one language, then we know the sacraments are valid. Translate everything into 100 different languages, and we're going to run into problems. We saw this with the first English translation of the Novus Ordo when all the priests in the English-speaking world said, for you and for all, instead of for you and for many, which may have caused all the masses said in English for all those decades to be invalid. That's not me saying that. That was theological and liturgical experts saying it at the time. According to Father Hess, the language of the common people in Papua New Guinea has no word for the Holy Spirit. So how are you going to validly baptize someone in that language when you can't say the Holy Spirit? You can't. And as we know, it does matter. Many people who were baptized as infants had to be conditionally rebaptized decades later, even a priest who then had to also be reordained, because some deacon in the 1980s thought it would be cute to say, we baptize instead of I baptize, when he baptized, or rather didn't baptize, those people. The same thing happened even more recently in Arizona, and these are just the ones we know about. That means all of the masses, all of the confessions, all of the rites performed by that priest who was not validly baptized as an infant were invalid until he was reordained. Of course, as far as the confessions, the Church provides, so we don't have to worry about those people not getting their sins forgiven. But there's something even more profound going on here. As I said, and I cannot stress this enough, the Mass is not for the entertainment of the people. or for us to express ourselves. It is for us to fulfill our obligation to give God the worship we owe Him. And so it is proper, since it is for God and not for us, to do so in a proper language. That is not to say that God cannot understand the common languages. Of course He can. But since we are offering God the most sacred of gifts in the Mass, it is fitting to offer it to Him in a sacred language rather than a vulgar one. The three most sacred languages are Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. And in the West, that means Latin. How do I know these are the most sacred languages? The Old Testament was written in Hebrew, then Greek. The New Testament was written in Greek, and the first official Bible was the Latin Vulgate. Also, the words, "The King of the Jews," was written in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, and then nailed to the cross. The Mass is the representation of Christ on the cross. It's almost like God is telling us, these are the languages you should use, or at least they are more efficacious. Now, that's not to say that liturgies done in other languages are invalid or illicit. By the way, most of those, with the exception of the Novus Ordo, are in older languages or an older form of the current language because it's considered to be sacred. No one can seriously make the case that English is a sacred language, though I did hear a Protestant try once to justify King James only. Pope Pius XII said in Mediator Dei, "The use of the Latin language customary in a considerable portion of the Church is a manifest and beautiful sign of unity as well as an effective antidote for any corruption of doctrinal truth." Isn't it interesting that ever since the Church stopped using Latin in the Mass, heresy has run rampant? I believe at least part of the solution to that problem is the restoration of the traditional Latin Mass as the norm and not the exception. Many who are involved in Catholic exorcism say that the use of Latin instead of the common language in the prayers and commands is more efficacious. We are not Protestants, and so we need to stop thinking like Protestants, judging the goodness of something based on our feelings or what emotions are triggered in us, and embrace the tradition that has been handed down to us through the centuries, such as the use of the Latin language in the life of the Church. Until my next video, God bless.